in St. John's Theatre and Arts Centre in Listowel, a new music network tour called Horsehair, Wind and Reels kicks off. The three musicians taking part are Caoimhín O'Reilly, Catherine McAvoy and Micheál O'Reilly. Micheál O'Reilly is well known as a member of the band Providence, but he also has two solo albums to his credit. Catherine McAvoy was born in Birmingham, but her music is infused with the rhythms and style of Roscommon music. She too has recorded solo albums, notably with the pianist Felix Dolan. Caoimhín O'Reilly is a fiddle player from Dublin. He recorded his first solo album, Thuras Go Tír na n Óg, in 1999, and since then has worked with many other musicians. They joined us in studio last week and talked to Sean Rocks about the musical backgrounds which moulded the music they play today. They started off with some tunes, Petticoat Loose and I Buried My Wife and Danced on Top of Her.
And there we had I Buried My Wife and Danced on Top of Her and Petticoats Loose, two jigs played by Caoimhín O'Reilly, Catherine McAvoy and Micheál O'Reilly. You're all very welcome to the Art Show.
Thank you.
Micheál, I think this is the first time that you've all played together as an ensemble, but you've all obviously been playing individually and separately and with lots of other people along the way. Tell me a little bit about your own background. Who put the concertina into your hands?
Well, it wasn't put in my hands per se. It was left on the table and I was told to learn it. That kind of thing. I came home from school one day and my parents obviously had bought this thing and it was sitting on the table and that was it really, because I had three siblings before me and they all played fiddles and they decided to kind of for a change of scene.
Would you have a style that you would describe as your own, or what would you describe as your influences?
Just the distinctive South Mead style, I always refer to it as. there's always been records in the house. We had three fiddle players. My father plays the accordion, and then three siblings, and then the fella after that played the fiddle as well. So an awful lot of fiddle music.
Yeah.
When I was eight in 1979, the such a long time ago. The amount of concertina records was minimal. There was maybe three. You got your Cristoni CD that was out, and maybe Noel Hill and Tony Lennon, and then there was maybe one or two other ones. But after that, you had to be listening to other stuff, because, you know, you go out of your head just listening to three.
Catherine, your own background, Birmingham and Roscommon, was there much of a communication musically between Roscommon and Birmingham when you were growing up?
There was. And the centre of the music there was the Birmingham Ceilidh Band, and the woman that actually got that up and running and who actually kept the music going in Birmingham was actually Elizabeth Laurie. She was actually from Roscommon, from Knockvicar. But it was interesting. My brother actually he started playing the fiddle before I started learning the flute. And I suppose we had a lot of fiddle vinyl LPs. I come from that era. You know, I did listen to a lot of fiddle music in the beginning, but then, of course, gravitated towards the flute. And you'd get a lot of visitors from Ireland, the likes of Patsy Hanley, Josie McDermott, who were from Sligo, Roscommon, and a flute player called Peg McGrath, who was actually the first woman that I ever saw playing the flute.
But was the flute the first instrument? Was it a case like...
No, actually, no. The accordion was the first instrument
that
I picked up.
And was it put on the table in front of you, and were you told you had to learn it?
No, I actually went to a function with my parents one evening.
Accordion,
what was that?
You volunteered to play the accordion?
I was about 11 years of age, and I saw a girl there playing the accordion, and I loved the sound of the music, you know, and I asked my parents, would they get me one, and they did, and I went for a couple of lessons. No, actually, what happened was I actually learned a tune myself from listening to a record, but in actual fact, I didn't realise that I had the accordion upside down, because I'm left-handed, of course, and I even played the flute the other way round, yeah, which would be unusual in the classical world, but in the traditional world, it's actually quite common.
And then Cuivín, the fiddle. Please tell me it was your first instrument and that you loved it the minute you saw it.
Apparently, I always wanted to play the fiddle, and I don't really remember this part, but I'm told that, like, from the age of six, I really wanted to play it, and I think my dad brought me into Walton's and we bought a very cheap Skylark Chinese fiddle. And I think I gave a performance on the way home. We stopped into a local pub to serenade the locals. And I'm sure they were very happy to hear a little child who'd never played the fiddle before.
So was there much music at home?
There was records and lots of them. And I guess, you know, I don't really remember, but I do remember the sound of those records, like, this kind of standard for my parents who had been following music, like Micheál mentioned, that Noel Hill and Tony Lennon. I think my parents they lived in Shannon, used to travel up to Carrifin pretty much every weekend to listen to the pair of boys. And Chieftains Records, Planxty Records, Bothyband, they'd all be knocking around the house.
And I suppose living in Dublin, a lot of musicians would gravitate towards here for the bigger gigs. Did you come across a lot of that type of thing? Was there much influence from around different parts of the country?
I guess there was. I mean, you know, I started with the fiddle, but there was one stage I was going to something like three different fiddle classes a week, two pipes classes, a flute class and a wizard class, you know. These were all people from different parts of the country and all recommending different things to be listened to, so I got a pretty wide range.
I know, Cuivín, one thing that you also do is that you experiment with different tunings on the fiddle, which we should probably let the two lads know about this right now.
What?
Can you?
I've experienced it already.
can you work that within the trio situation, playing around in that fashion?
You can. We actually all have a second instrument with us in a different key. So I've got two fiddles tuned differently, and Micheál has two different concertinas, Catherine has two flutes. So
you're actually a sextet, not a trio at all.
At least.
You're going to play another piece for us. And after the title, I Buried My Wife and Danced on Top of Her, I'm a little bit worried about what the next one might be. Mm. Although you tell me, Catherine, I think that title, it's a bit of a tradition.
It is. Like, that's, I think, the reading that I heard on it. You know, somebody who's really into music or into set dancing, a member of the family dies, it's an honour to have either tunes played at the graveside or, in the case of a set dancer, that you would have a set danced.
Anyway, what's the last piece of that you
the
have?
The last tunes are The Dublin Reel, The Steam Packet, and The Dunboyne Straw Platter is the curious title of the last one. I don't know where they get some of these titles, but those are the three reels. Okay.
Queen O'Reilly, Michal O'Reilly and Catherine McAvoy there, and their Music Network tour starts this Wednesday in Listowel before moving on to Ballyvourna on Thursday the 17th and the Source Arts Centre in Thurles on Friday the 18th. The tour continues until Tuesday the 22nd of January, when you can hear the trio in the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary in Dublin. And for other dates, check out musicnetwork.ie.